Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about Governor Kathy Hochul going on The View and actually getting pressed a little bit on crime and not having good answers for it. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticeword.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on April 27th, I will be in Austin, Texas at MindsFest. Link to tickets in the top of the description.
After a series of high profile crimes on New York City subways, right, you deployed hundreds of state police and National Guard troops into the subway system. But since the pandemic, you have done a wonderful job. Overall crime is down in the city.
Yes, it is.
So my question to you is why now? Why deploy to the subway? And how do you respond to some of your fellow Democrats calling the move theatrics that play into Republican narratives that blue cities are poorly run war zones?
I'm not buying it.
So first things first, you need to understand that Sunny Hostin is one of the worst people on The View. So she just lied to you right there out there in the audience. She says, look, crime down in New York City, not up since pandemic, crime down, not up, don't worry about it. But the thing is, pre-pandemic levels have still not yet been reached in the city of New York in a bunch of different categories. But what I want to happen right here is for Governor Kathy Hochul to lie. I want her to say fake numbers to you so that I can absolutely destroy them.
My job is to keep people safe. I have to keep any way I can. I'm going to keep New Yorkers safe. And I'll tell you who does show appreciation for the people out there on the streets. Mm-hmm. I've been walking the streets. I walk into business. People are just saying, thank you for taking such strong action.
Now, to be clear, nobody is thanking Kathy Hochul on the streets. Nobody is praising her strong action because her strong action is clearly and obviously symbolic. Sending the National Guard to do random bag searches did not prevent any crime. We talked about that high profile subway shooting, which, by the way, YouTube is kind of having in limbo. So I don't know if this video will be released before or after that, but whatever. I discussed this, how that particular suspect who was a felon who did have a gun didn't pay for the train. They could have stopped him if they were enforcing fare evasion. And at that point in time, they actually would have been able to hold this person accountable, search him for weapons, and prevent him from getting into that fight that ultimately ended up leading to him getting shot and getting stabbed throughout the course of that particular situation. So no, nobody's praising this National Guard move. It's stupid. Randomly searching old ladies' bags is doing nothing. And Kathy Hochul can try to dance around this reality all she wants, but crime is up in New York City, not down.
Now, you are correct that working with Mayor Adams, since I've been governor, we have driven down crime. You know, mm-hmm. Homicides are down about 30%, shootings down about 38%. The subways have been safer, but we had a spike recently.
Yes.
A 45% increase in subway crime.
So let's be clear about this. Governor Kathy Hochul is looking directly into the camera and lying to you about this entire situation. She's saying crime down, not up. And I'm going to start in reverse order with the subway just to prove that point. There have been more murders in the New York City subway system, more homicides, more deaths in the last 4 years since the Black Lives Matter riots. So not even a full 4 years than there were in the prior 15 years in the city of New York. So homicide in the subway is distinctly up. As for homicide being down in the city of New York by 38%, again, this is the same statistical game that these people always play, which is start at a random point in time and say crime down from that random point in time. But unfortunately for Governor Kathy Hochul, we have numbers. We know the facts. We know where homicide was before bail reform, which, by the way, she endorses, before less is more, before raise the age, before all of these policies that she backs in infinitum, and I'm going to break that down for you right now. So in 2019, pre the Black Lives Matter riots, pre bail reform, there were 319 homicides in the city of New York. That was slightly up, slightly, from 295 homicides in 2018, after falling to the all-time low of 292 in 2017. So in 2019, there were 319 homicides in the city of New York. 319 total for city population 8.5 million. Fast forward to 2020, the year of the Black Lives Matter riots, the year of bail reform, which Governor Kathy Hochul defends in infinitum, says it's the greatest thing ever, and we have a jump to 468 homicides in the city of New York. A 47% increase. The greatest increase in the history of the city of New York. Need I say that again? The greatest in the history of the city of New York. In 2021, they jumped again to 400 488 homicides. Now in 2022, we'd have dropped to 434 homicides from that recent year's peak of 488. And in 2023, again, this is trending in the right direction, but we have to be honest about this. We had 386 homicides in the city of New York. But do you remember where we started? Do you remember the point where we were before bail reform, before the Black Lives Matter riots, before all of these woke criminal justice reforms that Governor Kathy Hochul defends? We are at 319. So yeah, we're still up in terms of homicide, not down. You starting the count yesterday isn't going to change that. We know what's going on in the city, despite the fact that you're trying to be in overwhelming denial of it. On top of that, that doesn't bring into account other crimes like retail theft, unambiguously up 77% in the post-Black Lives Matter years. Look at this chart. And again, this is due to bail reform. 327 people represent a third of all retail theft arrests in the city of New York. So yeah, Governor Kathy Hochul, crime is up, not down. And here's what's absolutely amazing. After this, you know who asked a good follow-up question? Joy Behar, of all people. Joy Behar asks a good follow-up question after Sonny Hostin's like, Governor Kathy Hochul, you're trying to take law enforcement actions, but we all know crime doesn't even exist. That's just evil white racism. And then Joy Behar says something smart in comparison to that.
Now, these are high-profile crimes.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Yeah. Because the CEO of the MTA says that 1% of subway suspects are responsible for more than 20% of the crime because of New York's bail reform laws, which allows them to go back out there and commit more crimes.
I'll get to bail in 1 second. I'm going to answer this one.
Yeah, that's a great question right there. Just like in the retail theft situation where you have just 327 people representing a third of the shoplifting incidents, the same is true with all these different various categories of crime. You have repeat offenders that are guaranteed under the bail reform law that Governor Kathy Hochul defends, that she cheers on, guaranteed a same-day automatic release. And by the way, this includes four violent offenses, which we'll touch on in a little bit. But I want to hear Kathy Hochul weasel around with Sonny Hostin.
Because what happened is I needed to do something dramatic and quickly to send a message that you will not get away with committing crimes in our subways. You cannot slash the throat of a conductor. You cannot push someone onto the train because people will not take the subway if they don't feel safe. That's job number one.
So Governor Kathy Hochul says people in the city of New York need to know that you're not going to be able to get away with committing crimes in the subway. You're not going to be able to get away with throwing somebody on the subway tracks. But the problem with that, Governor Hochul, the problem with your little analysis right there is that after you instituted the National Guard doing random bag searches of old ladies, and I know you're scared of the National Guard guns because that makes you sad, we had an incident where somebody threw their girlfriend onto the subway track, and while it was initially reported that she was amputated at the foot level, in fact, the most amount of either leg she was going to be able to keep was in and around the knee area, so she lost both of her legs in that instance. But the thing is, because of less is more, a policy that Governor Kathy Hochul advocates for, a policy that Governor Kathy Hochul defends, he was able to be released despite the fact that he was convicted of two counts of assault with a deadly weapon, but it was attempted murder. He tried to stab a mother and her four-year-old child when he trapped them on their fire escape in 2017. So he got parole under the Hochul administration, under her woke parole board. Then days later, he tried to murder his ex-girlfriend in December. And guess what? Governor Kathy Hochul's less is more prevented his parole from being violated. Even though he was charged with attempted murder, bail reform prevented him from being held on that particular charge. So in and around the time that she instituted the National Guard, he struck again, his fourth attempt at murder in the city of New York, threw his girlfriend onto the tracks at 10:30 in the morning, and Governor Kathy Hochul is talking about how the National Guard checking random ladies' bags is going to make people feel like they can't throw people on the subway tracks. How about the first time you commit attempted murder, the first time you try to murder a four-year-old child, you don't get parole after just a couple of years? How about when you try to murder your ex-girlfriend 3 days after you're released on parole, your parole gets violated and less is more gets abolished?
So they are not there to harass anybody. They I said, I don't like those long guns. They're kind of threatening to stand there. I said, smile at everybody. Welcome them to the subway. These are moms and dads. The National Guard are just our citizens who stepped up. So I will do that any day of the week. I take criticism the second I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night. And I don't care. My job is to protect New Yorkers, and that's one way to do it.
No, Governor Hochul, you don't protect New Yorkers. You are a crime denier. This is already a full display of you denying the negative impacts of your policies, and we're not going to pretend like we don't notice what's happening.
What about this? There's like a circle of movement.
That's why last year, I inherited from my predecessor and the legislature before. They took the bail laws and watered them down and made it impossible for judges to look at the whole picture of the crime and the person, what they're doing. So I worked hard last year. I held the budget up 1 month late. I wanted to be on time, so you can brag about being on time. I was not going to be on time because I had more leverage after April 1st. So last year, I held up the budget. I got the changes I needed. Judges now have discretion. They can look at the whole issue. They can look at whether a gun was involved. Was there an order of protection? We have to protect the victims of domestic violence. My mother was a champion for victims of domestic violence.
But there was just a crime in Long Island where body parts were found all over Long Island. They had four suspects. They let them go. Now they're out there still. So what is the deal here?
Right.
Again, Joy Behar hammering Governor Kathy Hochul right there. So Kathy Hochul is trying to pretend that her modest, minor, itty-bitty changes that allow the judge to sometimes, maybe in limited circumstances, hold somebody and not guarantee them a same-day automatic release that she advocated for, just so she could talk about situations like this while not actually fundamentally changing the issue, which is in the overwhelming majority of charges, judges have no discretion at all whatsoever. And by the way, there's no ability for them to assess dangerousness, and that whole thing about gun enhancement, all that did was change it from a guaranteed same-day automatic release if you had a gun to, okay, almost a guaranteed same-day automatic release. But here you have Joy Behar coming right at her saying, well, wait a minute, they released these people who dismembered two people in Long Island, statewide bail reform, and that was just done because of bail reform.
It sounds insane to me.
Though the crime that was brought was not what was bail eligible. Yes, murder is. Yes, conspiracy to commit murder is. Yes, assault is bail eligible. All those are. I know that the DA is working really hard with the Suffolk County Police Department to build the case they need to bring the charges that are necessary. The charges he brought, he did not have enough evidence at time to hold them.
You can't hold them?
Not on the charges he brought.
I absolutely love this, by the way. And again, credit to Joy Behar, of all people, for smashing Kathy Hochul over the face with this. So she's like, listen. Obviously, murder is bail eligible. I mean, attempted murder will let you out repeatedly over and over again, like that case in New York City from a week ago, but we're not going to pay attention to that. But murder is bail eligible. But the thing is, at the time when they first initiated the arrest, they couldn't hold them because they could only charge based on the evidence that they had, because they're still putting together the case. Now, normally, in a sane state, when you don't have New York State's bail reform and judges without the ability to have judgment, you would say, hey, listen, there's all these different body parts. We want to hold these people temporarily while we look into who we're going to charge with homicide, so that way they don't flee. Two different dead bodies, there's going to be murder charges. Can you put a hold on them for the temporary while we gather evidence, gather statements and whatnot? But you can't do that in the state of New York. So they were all released. And Governor Kathy Hochul is defending it right now because she's an idiot, and that led to all of them fleeing.
But those are low-level charges. They really weren't. And we can work to make those bail eligible in the next session, but I changed the law. It only went into effect last May, by the way.
So two people were killed, dismembered, obvious murder, unambiguously. You have four suspects. While they're trying to figure out which of the four suspects did what, they arrest them on the lesser included charges, like the way that they disposed of the body, like the dismemberment of the body and all that. But since that's not bail eligible, those four people, who among them are not only murderers, but people who dismember the corpses of those they murder, are all free to go. And Governor Kathy Hochul is defending it. She's saying, listen, it's nuances, bro. Like bring in nuance, bro, for this. That's what's going on right here.
But those are low-level charges. They really weren't. And we can work to make those bail eligible in the next session, but I changed the law. It only went into effect last May, by the way. So
this is a real thing that Governor Hochul actually brought to the table on national television. She's like, listen, we could change the law to say, you know what? It's a little bit suspicious when you happen to have dismembered body parts of two individuals and there's evidence of you disposing the body. We might maybe in the future want to charge you with murder. So maybe we should make the dismembering part, you know, bail eligible. We could change the law. We can have a conversation about whether or not that makes sense. But honestly, it's a genuine debate, because think about all the legitimate situations in your life that you had the dismembered corpses of two individuals that you were hiding on your property in your group of four. I mean, there's a logical explanation for a lot of this, so maybe we'll make changes next year in the new budget. And again, next year, maybe we'll consider that. But as of right now, I'm kind of going to defend, and by kind of, I mean I'm 100% going to defend the fact that the law prevents a judge from saying, wait a minute, this is a murder situation. These people are likely to all be charged with murder in like 4 days. I'm not going to release them same day automatically with all these dismembered body parts. But Hochul's like, you know, it's a question mark, honestly.
This whole thing, this congestion pricing, I don't understand.
Okay.
Because...
Let's go at it.
Because
at
America...
It.
Because New Yorkers did not mess up the streets. We had used to have four-lane avenues. We had ways to get around. You could get... It might have taken a long time because we have big trucks, but you could get around. The idea of having to pay... Mm-hmm. I'm a lifelong New Yorker. The idea of having to pay to go from point A to point B... without really having the conversation, only to see those things go up anyway, it made me feel like nobody was listening. Nobody said, hey, maybe we should not have put all of these bike lanes everywhere. Maybe we should not have
parking lanes.
Yes, and you can't get around now. You can't get to Broadway in time unless you leave the day before.
Now, look, I really wanted to cover this because Joy Behar, of all people, pressed Governor Kathy Hochul, humiliated Governor Kathy Hochul, and she had no good answers for any of these questions other than, well, maybe, just maybe, possession of a bunch of dismembered body parts should be something that a judge, maybe in the future, potentially, possibly, could maybe possibly hold somebody on bail in the future if we decide to do that maybe next year. But I did like the fact that Whoopi Goldberg pressed her on the fact that they're doing congestion pricing, even though in the years leading up to them putting tolls on driving in Manhattan, in the borough of Manhattan below 60th Street, they put in all these stupid bike lanes, bus lanes, augmented lanes in order to prevent people from driving, thus artificially creating the traffic, not to mention the subways being in absolute disarray, so more and more people don't want to ride the subways, and now on top of that, they're going to charge you for driving in the city of New York, which by the way, will raise the cost of all the goods and services because the trucks pay way higher tolls than passenger cars, and this is all a revenue scam in order to force you back into the subway, while at the same time, they're not doing anything to fix the problems with the subway. For some reason, over and over again, drivers have to pay the cost of the subway when the subway's not even doing things like enforce fare evasion. They're losing $500 million a year due to theft of public services, and somehow that's the consequence of the driver rather than the consequence of the subway system that's allowing that to happen, and the governor that guarantees a same-day automatic release for all of these criminals. So yeah, who would have thought that we were going to show clips from three different view hosts, and I would agree with two out of three of them. With two out of three of them. That's how insane Governor Kathy Hochul is. That's how insane her policies are, and that's how indefensible she actually is as a governor, that even going in the friendly territory of the cackling hens of these ignorant women of The View, the fact is they live in New York City, so they know the problems of New York City to a certain extent, and they're shaming her on live television for her stupid positions. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute nonsense Kathy Hochul brought to The View. Till next time.